Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project on Trafalgar Square in London. It's the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 10 past 3 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
I'm Anne Sketchwell. I'm 43 and I live in Cardiff.
Okay, when was it you found out about the One Another Project?
I think it was when the first press releases came out. There was stuff in the newspaper, and as soon as I saw it, I just knew that I wanted to take part in it. I'd always just been fascinated by things that Anthony Gormley did, and just the chance to take part in it and actually be part of the actual art.
Well, what would you say? What kind of things about Anthony Gormley's work are you particularly interested in?
I first sort of came across him with The Angel of the North, and my father lives up in the northeast, very close to where that is, and that's the first time I'd really heard of him, and that actually fascinated me because they had massively divided opinions on it. A lot of people said it was a complete waste of money, shouldn't be spending money on art and things like that, should be spending it in hospitals and, you know, the sort of usual thing you get. But I know since then that people have changed their minds about it and, you know, really proud of it. And that really interested me, how, you know, people had come to see it and sort of grown to like it. The other bits that I really liked, I don't know the names of his things, but the ones on the beach in Crosby, I thought that was amazing, just the way the tide comes in and covers them up. It's fascinating. And the other one was where there was just figures all around, I think it was just in London, just sort of looking and watching. And I just like that idea of, you know, these people just, these big statues just, you know, just watching over people. So
okay.
They were the sort of things that really caught my imagination.
Mm. How did you feel when you received the email to say you'd been allocated a slot?
I was a bit gobsmacked, really, because I'd had an email a few days previously to say that I hadn't been picked for that draw, and then I assumed someone had dropped out or couldn't do it, so there was another draw. So I was quite excited, a bit scared, really. I didn't expect it to be picked, so it was a bit of a shock. So.
What is it you're going to be doing for the duration of the hour?
Well, when I first saw what it was about, I just said, well, it talked about just, you know, doing whatever you wanted, and it didn't really occur to me that people would be doing so much entertaining. I thought it would just be much more, how I saw it, was just more of being there. And I said, well, I'd be quite happy just to sit and read a book. Then when I got chosen, I thought, oh, that's a bit boring, really. And when I'd obviously seen other people do things on the programme, so I got a bit panicky then about what to do. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to do it. But I saw the programme one Friday where there was an interview with Anthony Gormley, and he said he quite liked it when people go up there with no intention of entertaining people. You know, they make it quite clear they're not entertaining, they're not interacting. And he quite liked that, so it made me feel a bit better, really. The first thing that I thought about at the start was the link between myself and Trafalgar Square is the lions in under the Nelson's Column. Where I was brought up in Yorkshire, there's a model village that was built for the workers in a factory, and there was all sorts of buildings as well as houses that were put there, like an institute. And it was Sir Titus Salt who built it, and he basically wanted to stop people drinking, so he provided places, you know, where they could go and read and that sort of thing. And outside one of the buildings were four lions. And the story was always that they were originally carved, they're carved out of stone, for Trafalgar Square. And they got rejected because they were too small. And if you ever see them, they're nowhere near the size of the ones that are here now. So that was sort of my link with Trafalgar Square. And also the actual lions were outside the building that was the library when I was a young child. And I loved reading when I was younger. I love reading now. And I thought, well, that sort of brings it back in a full circle. I am allowed to just sit and read a book. So that's, I went to choose a book from the library on Saturday morning, and I've brought a library book with me as well. It's not just any book, it's a library book that I've brought. So I'm just gonna sit and read it. I have no intention particularly of interacting with anybody. I'm just gonna be there, so.
Great, and what book have you chosen?
Well, I've actually, when I went in the library, one of the first ones I came across was the one that won the Booker Prize last year. It was, I think it's called White Tiger. I started reading a little bit just to check that I liked it. So that's what I'm going to read. So, yeah, just a bit of that.
And tell us a little bit more about reading then. So and reading from libraries as well. What's
yeah.
The significance of that?
Well, I think when I was younger, I used to, I loved going into the library and just having so much choice of books to read. And sort of through my life, it's changed on and off a bit, because when I went to university or polytechnic, I actually did teacher training with English, and I didn't do an awful lot of reading while I was on that course, because I read when I had to, the books for the course, but I didn't really read for pleasure too much, because you were always reading something that was work. And as soon as I finished my course and I didn't have to read, have to read anything, the first thing I did was went to the library and just picked up a load of books, and just, I think one of the first ones was like a Catherine Cookson book or something, and just read it because I didn't have to write an essay on it or think about it at all. And I just love the feeling of just walking into a library and there's just so much choice. It sort of overwhelms me a bit, and you think, I'll never get to read them all, but I love that feeling. And in Cardiff, I got out of the habit the last few years of going to the library, but a new one's opened very recently in the last few months, and it's a stunning library. It's really nice. It's really pleasurable to go in again. So I've started getting books out of there again. So yeah, it's like, you know, being able to walk it. Well, it is. If you walk into a bookshop, I find it frustrating because you can't have all the books you want. But if you go into a library, you can have anything and read that. So yeah.
What other interests do you have?
Well, the other thing that people were waiting for me to do, but I refused to get involved because an hour's too long, is I do Morris dancing. And an hour of dancing by myself is a really, really long time. But I did consider doing something related to that. But I went back from that's sort of entertaining people, and that's not something that I wanted to do. I don't like being centre of attention, so actually going to stand up on a plinth and being watched by however many people around the world, I suppose, is a bit weird, because I don't really like people, I don't like drawing attention to myself, so that's partly why I'm just sort of sitting and reading. But when you do Morris dancing, you're in sort of costume, and it's almost like you're someone else. You become another person then, so you can get on with that.
And how did you get into Morris?
Well, I'd always enjoyed dancing at school. Again, we used to do country dancing, and someone I worked with just mentioned that her father did it, and she said, I know there's a Morris side in Cardiff that's just women, and she said they're really nice people, and she just gave me the details, and I went along, and that was about 3 years ago now. I went to practice and really enjoy it. I find, particularly if you are a bit wound up or stressed, or particularly don't want to go or feel tired, it gets you sort of going again. You can't think about, you've got to think about the dancing, you can't really think about anything else, so it does clear your mind. And helps you sort things out. So and it's very sociable as well. And there's always, as my friend always says, where you always see Morris dancers outside a pub, so there's a chance to dance in public and a few, bit of a pub crawl in between as well quite often. That's quite enjoyable.
Great.
So,
and what is it you do for a living?
I run a cafe, a sandwich bar. So yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment. I've left people in charge of that, so I managed to have a day off.
And
how
did you come across that?
I actually worked in IT and fell into that and never really enjoyed it, and always wanted to do something in catering, and I just really had enough of my job, didn't particularly want another job in IT, and just wanted a break from it. And in the break I went to work in a cafe just to see if I would enjoy it, and really loved it, and the chance came to get involved with one, and I took it. So yeah, that's been quite interesting. That's been the last couple of years. So yeah, still enjoy that, yeah.
So going back to the plinth, who
mm-hmm.
would you say you were going on the plinth for?
It's myself and Anthony Gormley, really. That's who I feel is important. It's not, you know, anybody who wants to sit and be entertained or anything like that. That's just, it's not for anybody else, really. It's just as for myself, just being part of the Anthony Gormley project.
And what would you say are the most important things to you with regard to the project, and maybe more generally as well at the moment?
I think with the project, it's that people do what they want to do, what they're comfortable doing. You know, if people do want to be quite outgoing and entertain people and interact, you know, that's what they do, but that there's not pressure on anybody. That's quite loud. There's not massive pressure on anybody to do, you know, anything in particular. And I think the first question that people have asked me when I've said I'm doing it is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's why I've sort of almost, like, if someone expects you to do something or thinks, I want to do the opposite sometimes. So the more people said, oh, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to do something interesting, the more it pushed me into doing something that was just sort of quite introverted and quiet. So.
And how would you like the experience to affect you? What are you expecting to take away from being a part of it, if anything?
I'm not really sure. I think I don't really like heights, so I don't know what I'm gonna feel like afterwards or while I'm doing it. I want to just get lost in my book and not really have any much idea of what's going on around. I'm going to take my watch off, I think, and just not really look at the time or anything like that, and just being part of it, really, because it's there's, in comparison, so few people actually being involved in it. It's just really exciting just to be a part of it.
And how are you feeling before you go up?
I'm really nervous. I think I'm more nervous about the lift going up and the heights and things like that. I don't really want to go too near the edges, but I have brought four lions with me that represent the lions from Saltaire that are really tiny, so they need to go really quite near the edge for people to see them. And I'm dreading that a bit, going quite near the edge. So it's more the physical things than anything that I'm a bit nervous about. Hopefully I'll cope with the rest just by sort of blocking off and concentrating on my book.
And what are you planning on doing then for your time or the time after you come down from the plinth? Have you got anything planned before you go back home?
No, we're sort of getting the first bus back to Cardiff, which is about 8 o'clock, half eight, so just sort of winding down a bit, and we walked up from the bus station up through Whitehall, so we decided we'll walk back down past Buckingham Palace and just have a wander. I've quite enjoyed just walking around London at night when there's not many people around, because quite often as well, all the time when you hear it, it's so manic, it's a bit strange just seeing there's just people ambling around and not much going on. So
great. Thank you very much.
Okay.